matter of fact, that I didn't even need to say a prayer. I'm sure I had someone from the audience to do it.
Hi, baby.
Chances are, my building is crumble. Chances are, if I didn't pray, the building would crumble.
I think he got that.
I got that. I think he'd accept it with a prayer.
Technical difficulties, just a second, please.
No.
Thanks.
I'm watching right now.
I can't let all my people hear.
No, I get everybody. Herb, John, this is...
Excuse me.
They got that, that's up.
Here, next one, sorry.
Yeah.
No.
God bless her.
See them bigger, I don't think they do make up for it.
Okay, the first order of business is the agenda. I think everyone has had a chance to look at the agenda. Have you reviewed any comments, any additions, deletions?
You know, under new business, you're gonna get the calendar for next year's meeting?
No, it's under your old business.
Okay.
That was brought up last month on the new business, but now it's there, you got it.
Now it's there from Gene. You don't know that yet.
Well, Rhonda was supposed to give you that. She didn't do that?
That was one of the...
Well...
He didn't get one.
Well...
I make a motion to accept the agenda.
Okay, here a motion, here a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay, the next order of business is the minutes of the last meeting. Anyone had a chance to review those?
Page two. About the 6-7 Don Coyle. I think that's supposed to be, that T's supposed to be tabled, right? Is that...
Table upon motion.
It was tabled, yeah.
And it's just right, it got a T. That's the only thing. I never accepted minutes.
I guess, let's see. Is it November 16th minutes? Now, we talked about these, did you pick up these corrections? The ongoing, the Enville, the Volkman Beach, New Deck, the DEC, you got all that stuff? Okay, so that's the end of the ones. And late, and John hasn't submitted anything to them. And the rescheduled agenda, okay. All right, I'm sorry to interrupt, Gene, you...
I move to accept it.
There's a motion on the table to accept. Here a second.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay, now the next item is requests. The request may not agree with everybody you've got in front of them, but kind of bear with me. You've tweaked it a little. The first one I show is Bona Julia, application for a license.
I looked at this, that's through the Augustine's old house. The dock and everything's in fine shape. Make a motion, we accept.
Okay, I hear a motion, you're gonna accept?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay, the next one is Wolfville, Bill. Lakeshore Drive, construct 72 feet of brick wall.
This is also tied into old business item. Air Steel Dock permit number 195.
Okay, that's the old steel dock guy, yeah?
Okay, Mr. Wolfcore amended the plans to, also replace the existing dock, same footprint out of the construction material that he's going to be using on the break wall. So, and the, I had a concern about whether he was gonna do the whole chunk of brick wall or not, so I make a motion that we approve it with the addendum of the dock.
That's, pending DEC, right?
Yeah, it's pending DEC, yeah.
That's pending DEC approval, right?
So that'll take care of the old business.
Correct.
Matter too.
No second.
Okay. Second in, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay, the next one I have is Elliot, Michael R., and Jeanette K., application for license, brick wall, and dock.
I don't have that one.
Well, there were two that Lana threw out late.
Oh, they came in that wall?
I said, sorry, I almost missed these two.
I did not do inspection.
Well, I'm the only one that got it.
No, I got it.
You got it, yeah.
They got it, they just didn't inspect it.
Yeah, I...
Was stuck in there.
Didn't have it brought back yet.
Next to the wall, yeah. Is that wall the biggest steel dock?
Next to the wall, yeah?
It's the day back.
Max place, Max.
Used to be Max, Al Max place?
Right.
What is it, just a transfer? Probably table it the way that somebody looks at it.
I suggest we table it for further inspection.
Okay, motion to table, second?
Can I ask a question on that one?
Go ahead.
What if, you know, Rick goes down there and does an inspection, or Bill, or someone, and they, it looks fine, can we just authorize them to give them a, to give them a go-ahead, so they don't have to wait another month? Can you do that?
Well, we could send a letter to DEC, DEC.
Oh, DEC's gotta prove it too.
Yeah.
Could we do something like that, so instead of doing the motion to table it?
I don't, yeah, I...
Would you have a problem with that?
Table it pending inspection, that's all.
Okay.
Right, if that flies, we notify the DEC, we write it with...
They still gotta approve it, I guess.
Right.
Get it to the DEC at least.
I'll make a motion there.
Okay, I hear a motion, second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Rick is going to inspect. Table for the moment. All right, the last one I have is Loft at Martin, dock addition.
Didn't get it, didn't do it.
Yeah.
Who do the two?
Just next to Scott.
No, he's right below me, I mean, had I known I would have walked right this morning.
Big motion, same thing. Pending inspection. Still gotta go to DEC anyway, so...
I'll second that.
Okay, so basically the same as the last guy.
Right.
All right, now motion, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved.
I lots of dog.
That's why I say there was one change. Okay.
This is Weaver's, and that's Walter's, but not Scott.
Oh, okay.
Hold it for a minute. Like I say, Jean.
He's sitting right over here in the red shirt. Do you want to?
Yeah, I've never been to a meeting, so a little nervous, but.
No need to be.
I made some copies of some deeds and stuff in the map of my area. I'm trying to figure out if I have access to the lake, whether I can put a dock there or not. I have one individual who's telling me that I do not have access, but the wording in my deed is very similar to the wording in his deed. And I can't really see any difference. In my opinion, I have the proper rights in my deed to put a dock down there. But basically, there's three things that I'd like to know. It seems that some of the things that are being done down there are not being done according to the policy that was laid out by the board. There's one gentleman down there that has 20 feet of dock, and he puts two boats down there for sure, and he's on an easement. And according to the guidelines that I received, it's only supposed to be about 12 feet. He has a deck up on the easement that I don't believe is supposed to be there. And you know, I'm not sure how things were done in the past, whether they have proper permission to do what they were doing. But my real concern is, you know, I'd like to know, do I have access to put a dock down there, for one? Are things in proper order down there, the way things have been done in the past? And what's being done to accommodate future docks in the area? Because there's a few lots that are being sold in the area, and I just want to make sure that everything's in order down there. If you look at the map that's all highlighted, my lots are up on top, and I have a deed that my deed does not really say, the verbiage in it is a little bit different than Connor, Smith's, and Latroba, who are on the three docks that are on the easement. There's a little bit more wording in their deeds, but I researched two owners back, and the verbiage in that deed is exactly what it says in their deeds. So in my opinion, and also if you look on my deed, the very back page, it also refers to the deed that I pulled that's the second, in the access road deed, and the lots 32, 33, and 34 deed. The wording in it is identical. And in my opinion, it looks like I have access to build a dock, but one person's telling me I cannot, and all my other neighbors are pretty much telling me that I do, that I can put a dock there.
Does he have a license, Ron? Did this property have a license?
I think at one point, the person I bought it, well, he bought it through an auction, and he purchased about, I want to say about 10 properties at the same time. So the deeds, the description in the deeds are about six lines, and that's it, of all the properties. So it the way that it transferred, I think some of the wording got lost when he transferred and then when it got to me.
Well, the dock license would never be in the deed.
Well, no, it never had a dock. To my knowledge, it never had a dock. There are a few docks down there that look like, at one point there might have been a dock where it got ruined or whatever.
Okay.
Don't know if there was ever a dock assigned to this property?
Correct.
Okay, right.
That's the issue.
To my knowledge, there was never a dock assigned to that property.
Okay. If there wasn't a dock assigned to the property, okay, there's a moratorium on new docks.
Okay.
So if you don't have a license, we're not going to give you a license.
Okay. So there's no more docks being issued?
It's a moratorium right now.
For backlot.
For backlotters.
For backlotters.
Well, I was more on issuing licenses. You can put more than one dock for a flat lot.
If you had a lakefront property and you wanted to put a dock on it, you could put a dock on that.
But we're not going to issue a separate license for that.
Oh, it would fall into your old license.
Right.
Okay.
Right, so we're not issuing any new licenses at this point in time.
Okay, at this point in time, but really my question is, I mean, I don't know how long a freezer is on putting new docks. I mean, is this a long-term thing, or?
How long has it been in effect, Bill?
10 years.
I don't know.
You know, one thing is, there's been a lot of lots around the lake with that wording in them where they have rights to put a dock in somewhere. The problem is that there were never enough spots to put all these docks in. And well, so people who have come first, they get a dock down in there, and actually there's just not a room for all the docks that, heck, I had 4 lots that said they're entitled to a license, and there was no place for them to have a dock.
Well, the thing is down there, you need 20 feet of shoreline, is that correct?
Yes.
Now you do.
Okay, well, there's 21 feet of shoreline there now. Mm-hmm. But not only that, but one person has 20 feet of dock space, and according to the guidelines, they're not supposed to have 20 feet of dock space. They're supposed to have 12 feet. I don't know how long he's been like that.
That's the problem. He could have been RG, which could have been forever ago.
Well, you know, I'm not sure that he's been doing things proper down there.
Okay.
And I'm telling you that, you know, he has a deck on the easement, and he puts 2 boats there. I'm not sure if he did things, you know, according to the way, you know, whether he got all the proper permits and stuff like that. But
now, what you can do, okay, is you can go to any one of these people that have a current dock, okay, and ask them if they want to let you use it.
And I have. Most of the people, they already have 1 or 2 boats, and they really don't want to. Okay. Now, the person that has is on the easement, who has a 20 feet of dock space, and accommodates 3 boats. He has a fishing boat, a pontoon boat, and a speedboat. And in my opinion, being on an easement should not have that amount of use. You know, maybe he is grandfathered in, maybe it's a long-term, you know, something that he applied for a long time ago, and he has those rights because it's been like that forever. I don't know. I'm not too familiar with some of the policies that you guys have. I'm new here, so, but that's why I'm here. I want to find out some of the answers.
And if you can file a formal request, okay, on that person on the easement, we'll be more than happy to look into it and give you an answer.
Okay.
That's not a problem at all.
As far as what? Whether he's compliant to the policies?
Give us the dock number.
And give us a sketch of what he's utilizing on the dock number, where it's located, what the dock configuration looks like, and we'll go back and research and see what he actually is licensed to have and what he's entitled to.
And now let me ask you this. If for whatever reason he has more than what he should, is there an option for me to use some of that dock space?
No.
No?
Think about what you're asking us, okay? You're asking us to tell him he can't put 3 boats in there, right? But then, if we tell him he can't put 3 boats in there, we'll let him put 2 in and yours, so we're back to 3 boats, which is in violation originally, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not so much that there's an issue with having 3 boats. There's one person on an easement that's taken over because he's been there for 40 years or however long he's been there. Mm-hmm. And there's other people who are completely shut out because one person has decided to do whatever they wanted to do through the years. And
that's what I'm saying. We're more than willing to look at if he's wrong, we will do something about it. But if he's wrong, it doesn't open up any additional space. You know what I mean?
But now let me ask you this, though. I mean, according to the words that are in my deed, does it look like, if they lift the moratorium, does it look like I will be able to build a dock? And that's kind of what I want to, you know. I know you're not going to approve a dock permit right now.
It just says that you have access to the lake.
Okay.
How many deeds say that?
I can imagine a lot of them. Hundreds. Bill, how many of your family have?
You know what I mean? It was written in there so that everybody did have access to the lake.
If you took lakefront lots and
and gave them to backlots. If you didn't, there's no way.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of lots around the lake. And over where I was, when the realtor got done selling the lots off, you know, he sold a couple of the right-of-ways off, or at least a piece of them. But that goes back into the 40s, 50s, 60s. So, you know, that's what they did. And they just overdeveloped the lake as far as backlots go, and didn't provide enough space on the water for all those lots.
A lot of these egresses were simply to get down to the lake and go swimming. They were never designed for docks. I mean, and so you have front lot owners that, by the policy they set up when we took it over, and basically it was our G&E's policy that the front, if you owned the front lot, their policy was you were entitled to use the frontage in front of your lot. I mean, there's some adjustment there. They made adjustments where lots overseeded or over intersected each other and there wasn't enough frontage. They came down and said, well, you get 30 feet, you get 30 feet. I mean, that's when they owned the lake. A lot of this has been in place for 60, 70 years. But I mean, if you look at this map, if these are your lots here, this is 20 foot, you can count the amount of lots trying to go to this 20 feet.
Sure.
You know, it's impossible.
But there are not very many more developed lots in that subdivision, but they call it the Klein subdivision. But, you know, I have 7 lots. There's one lot up at the very top, 35.1. That's for sale. And I don't know how he's selling it with easement or not, but there's not very many developable lots that are going to be, being cottage being built on them or anything like that. So.
Well, but it still comes down to this. I mean, sure. It's, you got 20
limited
foot.
Limited amount of space, sure.
Right, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, we're researching one now where we think a license got lost in the sauce someplace. So, I mean, that's why my question to you was, did they ever have a license?
Well, there's a number on the dock. There's actually a picture of it in the back.
Yeah, but was that license assigned to those properties?
The properties that I own?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Then that's the problem.
Of course, I don't know that for sure, but I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's... I mean, I hate to squash your hopes, but that realistically is your only way to get a lot, to get a license, okay, is if at some point in time it was assigned to you and it got lost. You know what I mean? That's, because in the foreseeable future, the lake's getting more congested, not less congested. I mean, last year we had to put a limit on the size of the boats. So it's getting more congested, not less congested. Right. So the chance of the moratorium coming off, I don't think you're young enough.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, the first one is Parkin. It was tabled for reading by Rhonda regarding the letter. Did you get that letter?
Yes.
Pardon?
Is there an agreement for adjoining of the docks there?
They are?
Yeah.
All right, so the letter that you've been waiting for is here. Is there an agreement? So.
I vote we accept the original dock configuration.
Okay.
From July.
Yep. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Clay? Jet ski removal table for inspection.
Okay. There's a boathouse here, okay, and then Mr. Lay's permit is here, 396, okay. There's a big tree here, and then there's a community dock here, okay, with 398 and 397 here. He's got this jet ski lift stuck way up in here. I mean, it jet ski lift just fits into it. So, I mean, I don't know that it presents unless this person wanted to use that spot for a jet ski lift, that is the only issue I see with it.
Well, there, I mean, the letter was complaining that it was on their frontage. I mean, that's what they're complaining about.
Whose frontage is this on?
Well, this is on a right-of-way.
It's on a right-of-way.
It's on a right-of-way.
This whole thing is right-of-way?
That whole thing is right-of-way. So, I mean, that's the... So, I mean, because this dock, this community dock is on the right-of-way. This is on the right-of-way. This is not on the right-of-way, but he doesn't have it over there. He's got it here.
Right. And this is a dock here?
That's his dock. Well, it's not actually a dock. It's got a walkway here like this, okay? And this is his hoist.
But this is a right-of-way.
This is a right-of-way here and here. This is all right-of-way.
How did this ever get in here?
This is an old community dock.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing's been here since...
Nothing new about it.
No. Just and they're not arguing. They're not arguing the location of this. They're arguing the location of the jet ski.
Why can't it be put over here?
Well, because then you're in front of this guy.
Well, this is not his.
No.
No. Okay. This
I think we sent him a letter. I mean, he doesn't have a right to have it there. He never put in for it.
This, you can't do nothing about, but this is after the fact.
Right, this is after the fact. But if he puts in a request for a jet ski hoist...
Well, he'd have to go to everybody in that community, and they agree to it by...
That's my point. You know what I mean? I would like to sign a letter stating, you know, you don't have a permit for this jet ski hoist. Get everybody in the community back to agree to it, and then it's fine.
How did this ever get to be an issue in the first place?
How did what?
Did this get to be an issue in the first place?
I think we got a pissing match going on down there, is what I think we got going on.
I think someone complained.
Yeah, but I mean...
And then you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it.
Well, see, on our community dock, we didn't allow extra jet ski spots because if you couldn't do for one, you couldn't do for all.
And maybe that's what they're complaining about.
And that's the way it should be. But if the president of the organization comes in with a letter from the who's ever in charge of the right-of-way and says that the people have no problem with it, then I don't have a problem with it.
Right. Well, exactly.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I want to give this guy the option. All right.
Going,
getting his neighbors to okay.
Well, the people who have to request it would be the organization in charge of that right away. If there is an organization.
Well, no, but what we've been doing it is if he gets a letter from the other people there going along with it, then we'll okay it. If not, it's got to come out.
Right.
And that's what the letter should say.
I'll make a motion to that effect.
All right, so with the motion, is going to read?
Upon agreement by all members of that right away.
We would issue a permit for the lift to stay if all the members of the association don't agree to the lift.
Don't agree to it, then it's got to go.
Then he's got to renew it.
By March 1st.
By March 1st.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. Your motion. Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Hutton City issue. Anything further on that?
No, I haven't heard anything.
And who's holding that up, our attorney?
Hutton Bay and De Palma, might as well both of those, De Palma and Thomas, all three of those are still sitting with Bruce.
Okay.
No action there.
So what do we do? Do we just continue to table it and wait for our attorney?
Yeah.
Okay. So do I hear a motion?
Well, yeah, I would make a motion on all three of them.
Until
we hear from the attorney.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Okay, Trail 4 Community Dock, table for additional information. Don't see anybody here representing Trail 4 tonight, or...
You got a different agenda.
We do have those photographs that
Okay, yeah.
Well, we met with...
Where is the agenda that I'm supposed to be following in? Is that an extra? That's yours.
Well, that's all right.
So where we are? Thomas, we're past Lay, Hutton's Bay.
Well, we should do more, more geo, more diagram.
Yeah, more. This one right here.
Okay. Table for the geo, throw my diagram. Where does that stand? Your table for another month, you were the one that requested that.
I say we, he's had 3 months, I'd say we approve it. All he had to do was submit a diagram, I mean...
I hear a motion that we...
Can we send him a threatening letter, tell him we're not gonna, if it's not received by the January 11th meeting, we will deny the application?
If you want, I mean, that's up to the board, I...
I don't have a problem with that, I mean, they haven't had a letter before.
Oh, yeah, they've had, this would be the fourth letter.
This would be the third report, yeah.
But I mean, this way, we, you know, we'll put it, you know what I mean?
She did submit an awful lot of detail. And then this is a kind of a fine detail, we're looking for the depth of her geothermal.
I just wanna know how dig they're deep.
How dig they're deep?
How deep they're digging, that. There's a talking about.
Maybe if you ask something different than a geothermal map. A geothermal map is not gonna tell how deep they're gonna dig. Geothermal map just gives you the heat for a certain area, over a certain area.
Ron, do we have a phone number for these people?
I know them, I'll call them.
You'll call them?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll touch base with them.
The problem is, they never gave us a diagram of how much they're digging up.
Right, I'm just saying, it's not a geothermal map you're looking for, you're looking for a depth.
Yeah, and how much pipe they're putting in the ground, they never supplied.
Maybe they're confused what you're looking for, that's what I'm saying.
Should come to a meeting and actually explain what they want.
There you go.
After court war, I was just thinking, you heard something. All right, so what am I hearing, a motion?
Bill's gonna talk to him, so just table it.
So we hear a motion, we table it, and Bill's gonna just talk to them, and hopefully we can resolve the next meeting. All in favor of that?
Aye.
So move. I guess the next one now is McNutt. Dock license table pending resolution with the DEC.
Resolve means it's been...
Now, what does that mean underneath you, resolve, so was resolved?
Yeah, DEC's all right.
Yeah, they're okay.
So did we table the request?
We were just waiting.
The last meeting, going into December 14th, that dock license was tabled pending resolution of rainfall and dock issues with the DEC. If that was resolved, then...
We need to approve the dock.
We need to approve it here, and not resolve it as part of the agenda, we need to resolve it as part of our board action.
Right.
So...
We gotta approve.
Need to approve it, right, so... I hear a motion that we did get the DEC approval, and do I hear a motion that we accept?
So moved.
Second?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so move. Now, where are we at, Whipple? Now, Whipple Dock, we got that, the Palmo?
Done.
And Thomas?
Done.
Done.
Hunger? Edith?
Withdrew request. For the break wall, right?
Right.
So, that's done.
Hang on. We tabled it for the last time, so that was what we were just talking about tonight. Right?
But if he withdrew the request...
All right, so that's new information, so...
Right.
Yeah, there's no request.
So it's just done?
It's just done.
Withdrawn and...
Take it off old business.
LLC, my residence east, request to remove 12 trees tabled. Anything new?
Well, what do you guys, you know, I'd be, long before this, these requests for these trees are being taken, I always had, you know, I've always felt about resident wants to take trees down, they should be their property. But in a case like this, I think what we need to do is go into executive session and discuss all these issues at the end of this meeting. Come out of executive session and make some kind of decisions. You know, and whether it's the trees, if you have a problem with removing the trees themselves, so be it. But if we're not allowing the trees removed because of other issues on the table, then maybe that's not a good way to go either. I do agree that some of the issues do have to be resolved legally, but some of the issues that don't need that, maybe we should just get them off the table. Maybe show some movement on one side, maybe the other side might show some movement.
Mike?
Try it.
You see this folder?
I understand, Rick. I don't want to buy negotiations. I know, I know.
Over the last 3 weeks.
I know, and I've been talking with you about that.
But I'm saying, we've got...
So let's go into executive session at the end of the day and talk about these things and see if we can't resolve something.
All right, well, next two.
Okay.
For the executive session.
Well, let's put all the stuff in the executive session and we come out, maybe we'll have some decisions or something. Try and resolve something.
Am I hearing a motion to table it for executive session?
Yep.
I'll make that motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Kathy Hawk, dock construction request was tabled.
Yeah, that's for all the executive session, we'll just see if we can't resolve, yeah. That's some of the stuff I want to talk to you about too, what we've been talking about.
All right, Coyle, Lawrence Jr., Thomas, and Cynthia license request table for community dock agreement.
Have we received it at all, Rhonda, or are we close?
Well, here you have a note that...
Working on receiving.
Are you gonna get everybody in there? Get a hold of everybody?
What?
So they haven't got a hold of everybody yet?
No.
So we just table it?
Table it until we get the agreement.
All right, motion to table, second?
I'll second.
Everyone is up in favor?
Aye.
So move. Lynn Zieta, shed removal facing legal action.
Have a base.
I checked on this one. And Judge Judy can do nothing without an order from her attorney.
What, does she just need a letter from her attorney?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I would direct...
Your motion?
I would direct Bruce to send up a letter.
Okay, now your motion, second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Tell them abstain.
Tell them abstain. Keep abstain. Okay. And I think that this is the last time we're going to see this for a while. Senator Catherine Young invitation was postponed until better weather next spring.
Should we do the spillway, Bill Pop?
Yeah.
We want spillway repair status.
Oh, I'm sorry, I canceled over that. Spillway repair status, sorry, Bill. That's the most important thing going on.
I would think so. They poured the center pier today.
You gotta see the size of it, right?
I was down. I was here all most of the day.
Oh, were you?
I ran home, came back, but pour went pretty good. They didn't have any problems, so that's the big hurdle. Gate guides are down in the spillway, so I think, I was talking to Greg, I would, depending on cure rate, I think they'll start stripping forms probably Monday. And then Greg's thought he could start taking all the supports down the middle of next week. And they'll start putting the guides in, and we got one more pour, and we gotta get everything out of there. So Greg feels he's probably about 3 days behind schedule, what he thought. And all, the gates are all painted, epoxied and painted.
Well, that was one of our big concerns.
They came out very nice, I thought.
We were gonna be able to get them done before the weather.
Did a very good paint job, I was impressed.
So it looks like we'll be putting water against it.
Yeah.
In January sometime.
I would hope so, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And any more of the extra sabotage?
Not that I heard of, although we do have the bill here. I don't know if there's anybody else in their back.
I don't have it.
Okay. This is, because I spoke to Mark Bramer at FTC, and I told him just to invoice us as we go. So far for the added security we needed, it's $4,179. That's through 11/26.
$4,169.79.
Right.
So far out.
They got a guard on this.
Well, with regards to that sabotage.
Yeah.
I think as a board, we need to send a letter to STC, giving them some additional time, so that the penalty doesn't kick in.
Well, it's a board decision.
Right.
Let's see how they're doing.
What are you talking about sabotage? What's this all about? I haven't heard anything.
Well, last month when STC was getting going and first few weeks of the project, they had three different, twice the barge was cut loose from, once from down at the dam. Someone actually went down the spillway, started their excavator, pushed the barge out into the lake. Another time was down at Falcon Beach, they cut it loose. Someone put water and diesel fuel at a tug. So all this stuff, one day they had to go out, try and chase down the barge. It was stuck in a corner, it floated over in the other corner of the dam.
Did a boat get sunk?
Yeah.
Well, they, yeah.
They tried
to sink the tug, so.
Maybe when the tug sank, water went into fuel?
No.
No chance? Okay. Doesn't matter. How long did it take them to rectify all their problems?
They figured they lost about 3 days altogether.
Okay, so how much more time are you gonna give them?
Well, right now they're only a couple days behind, so I think the work, according to Greg, he'll have all the work done. What he's more worried about is just getting everything out of the spillway and back to Belvoir.
Cleanup.
The cleanup phase of it is more, which really doesn't affect the so-called work. It's more the knockdown work and that type of stuff. They've got quite a bit of equipment
what
down
is there
in the spillway.
Now?
The deadline on the contract is December 31st.
So they're 2 or 3 days behind.
Right.
And what's your plan after the job is done? Do you have to put water against the gates for a moment of time?
Well, the first thing we got to do when a job's done is DEC's got to come down, dam safety's got to come do their inspections, and then they got to give us a permit to start to let us refill the lake. We got to get an okay from them, then we'll start putting some water against the gate. I would like to get probably 10 foot of water against the gates just to see how the seals are and everything else.
Are we going to let it out?
Well, yeah, I mean, but I would like to get it up, and, you know, depending on time frame here and everything else, and water availability and everything else, it depends on if we get the water even.
We may or may not let it out.
I mean, all the water we might get now is in form of snow, so it might not help us. You know, if it stays warm like this where we're getting no rain, then you're going to get some rays in the lake.
What would the DEC require you to do? I mean, besides put water against what they all, would the DEC also require you to lift the gates up to see if they...
Well, I'm sure they're going to come down and, you know, look it over. I mean, you know, I'm Sure.
The concrete strength test, all the inspections and tests and everything else will be done, so this is step-by-step procedure.
It's just part of the permit. They have to review everything, you know.
It's a matter of approval.
So part of the permit procedure could be letting water out. They could ask to see that.
Oh, sure.
So after everything is all done and they passed all its tests and stuff, what level are you gonna take the lake?
Well, it really depends on the timeframe we're talking.
Well, if you're into February, you're talking about ice, because it gets cold in February in the state.
Right. I mean, we might...
So before that, you need to get it down.
If we're in the February, I mean, we might only drop it a few feet below the spillway level.
Let it freeze there?
We might have to. I don't know. You know, you're asking me what the weather's gonna be.
No, I'm not asking at all. I'm asking you what your thought is on why not take it to the 1440 mark right there? Or 1400 mark, excuse me. Where it should be in the wintertime.
Because I would like to see these gates operate with a load on them.
Right, bring it up and do that.
Right.
Check them, make sure they're gonna work. I have no problem with that. But then drop it down to the 1440.
Well, if we get all this done early enough, fine, we probably would do that. I just don't, like I was saying, I don't know what this timeframe, I'm trying to, you're trying to pin me to a timeframe that I can't tell you. I can't tell you when DEC's gonna allow us to even fill the lake.
Okay, well, are they aware that you're close to being done with it? They got them on their schedule for now and all that?
They got the whole project. They know, they got the project list, the timeframe, everything's down in their office.
My point is...
That doesn't matter. I can't tell you what they're gonna do. Believe me, I've worked on this project for 5 years.
No, I'm not...
And it goes down to DEC, it sits there. And I'm not gonna say they're gonna be here January 15th to inspect this, because I can't control it.
Okay, and this board can't control it. But what I'm saying is, have you done everything?
I've done everything you can do.
And it's, they know that when it's done, you want them here as soon as possible. That's my point.
Okay, I think that's enough discussion. Were you here last summer?
Was I where?
On the lake last summer.
Yeah, I've been on the lake for a minute.
Okay, were you happy with the condition of the lake this last summer?
I wasn't happy that it didn't fill up until the end of July.
Now you're talking about the very factors that affect those things. So you can't sit here and hold all these things constant at any point in time, because you're talking weather, you're talking too many variables. So you can't pin us down. We react to weather, we react to a lot of things. So let it be said that it is being monitored, it's constantly being monitored, and our objective is to make sure that we have a full lake again this next year and a dam that's operating at 100%.
That's fine, and I agree with that. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. But my point is, there's past practices, the way it was done for many, many years, and we always had a full lake.
Yes, well...
Not always.
Not always.
Tell me a date that it wasn't full, Gene. Give me a year.
You give me a year it was.
I'm talking about up till...
Let's don't argue about that.
You got a construction project going down there, and there's things that are, like I said, I can't guarantee that we're going to get any kind of melt in January. So what are we going to do? Drop all the water and wait till April and hope the gates work? I don't think I want to do that.
No, I didn't say that. I agree with you. You should get it up, make sure the dam is going to hold and everything's, the gates work and everything's proper. But after that, drop it down.
Well,
get it down to 1400 mark.
If we have time to do that, that's what we would do. But I mean, if we're into late February, March...
No, the 1st of March, you need to put the plug back in.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We could be out that far. I don't know.
Okay.
So back to my original point.
Make it rain on the 1st of February.
I would like the board to send a letter giving SDC a week extension.
I would wait. Well, that's up to them.
Because I mean, we're making our next meeting.
Make a motion.
Make a motion.
I'm going to say we hold off on that. I disagree with the people who still got no.
Take a look at the next meeting, January 11th. It's time to react.
No, it's too late.
It's too late.
Too late.
It's got to be done.
It's got to be. We've got it December 31st.
My problem with that is if you give them that automatic 3 or 4 days, they're not gonna maybe hustle as fast as they would if they didn't have that.
Well, why don't we say that we'll give them the 3 or 4 days, and if it isn't done in them 3 or 4 days, then we rescind that, and they pay us for those 3 or 4 days. Put a condition to it. You get 3 or 4 days, and that's guaranteed, but if it takes you 5 days, you lose the 3 or 4 days we pay for. So that'll give them an incentive to stay within the 3 or 4 days.
I agree with that.
We think?
Just wait until they're late, and then fill them, and then, or don't fill them.
Well, the thing of it is, you want to give them an incentive to finish it in the 3 or 4 days they're asking for.
Contract language kicks in. It's in the contract, so either you amend the contract.
Correct.
Or the contract language stays as is.
Okay. So, either you're going to...
I vote to amend the contract language based on vandalism.
Okay.
That's my motion.
All right. I have a motion on the table. Do I hear a second?
Would that motion just to extend it with no condition?
You have to make, the contract specifies a date. So if you're going to change a contract, you have to specify what you want to change the date to.
Okay. January 4th. No second. It's dead.
Well,
I don't know. I think it's still up for discussion on how you want to word. I agree with you that there should be some,
Incentive,
yeah. So put an incentive into your motion. I agree with your motion. You give them at least 3 or 4 days. So put something in there that gives them something, but also punishes them if they don't comply.
Well, the punishment starts after that date.
Right.
If you extend it to the 4th, if they're not done by the 4th,
then it starts.
Then the penalty kicks in.
But what I'm saying is if they say they can have it done by the 4th, then say, fine, we'll give you to the 4th. But if it takes you to the 5th, then you're going to lose those.
You can't backdate it that way. It doesn't.
It's an incentive.
That's not the way the contract.
What is it that makes the board feel responsible for this sabotage and the need to give them 4 days? I guess would be my question. Why? It's no responsibility of any of the board members that this happened. If something happens on a construction site and something gets stolen, they don't go back to the homeowner and say, hey, somebody stole something from me.
I'm just saying what the contract language is.
Well, the other thing is, in the contract, I'm sure they took into consideration the time of the year they're going to be working. The weather has definitely been on their side.
Oh, yeah.
It should be ahead of schedule, if anything.
Yeah.
When they started, they were it rained for 2 weeks there.
Yeah, I was in Florida. I don't remember.
Wasn't did it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they lost some time.
Wasn't the original date of execution of the contract postponed to begin with? I mean, weren't they kind of held up on their start date waiting for the DEC permit? Wasn't there some hold up on that?
Not really.
Did it get signed in time?
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to leave it as is?
Well,
those are your choices.
Rick made a motion. Yeah. So if there's no second, that motion dies.
I get a hard time, so I'm not going to have any choice.
Motion dies.
Okay.
So it's as is.
How do you like the work so far, though? Does it look like it?
Oh, I think they're doing a good job. I'm fairly impressed.
Okay, the next item I have is the emergency action plan update. I have that updated. Rhonda, you will get a copy of that, and you need to get that submitted. You have the flood mitigation plan that you're going to add to that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to submit that, right?
Mm-hmm. Did the one come up from Canada?
I went through the
flood.
I went through the FEMA and all the guidelines, and it's so much double, triple, quadruple talk. It keeps saying the same thing over and over again. But bottom line is, I think we've got it covered. We just need to update personnel and things like that.
Now, is the action plan, is the phone line thing, is that still acceptable to them the way we set it up 3, 4, 5 years ago?
No. They just need to know. They just want to see the calling list.
Okay. Next item I have to be signed for Walton Beach for the spring 2007. I doing a project for us, we need to be looking at that pretty soon, so, is that next month's agenda? Signs, we gotta get working on those signs. Yeah, well, I mean, it's on the agenda right now, the signs for Vulcan Beach for spring 2007. And I think Gene had mentioned after Ray Apley that the arrow directing the traffic, otherwise you're gonna end up in somebody's front yard, so, with a lot of boat trailers following you. So, in any event, we will address that. I think the next item that we need to address is the generator. Now, my note is the generator needed routine service and inspection. I believe, Rick, you have something to report on that?
Key power came down, all four injectors were shot. We put four injectors in it, changed oil fuel filters. Fuel's what, 3.5 years old now on that thing? So the fuel's a little skunky. Talked to Bobby Pomeroy, he's gonna suck it out, arrange for somebody to meet him there that same day. And we're only gonna put 50 gallons at a time in it.
I wouldn't even put that in.
I wouldn't either.
Don't put that much in it?
Is they putting in an antibacterial agent in the fuel?
How much are you burning? It only runs...
In three and a half years, figuring it's, we actually run 3 out of 3.5 years, okay? Right. We've run through 100 gallons in 3 years.
Yeah, well, that's, I'm saying put in 20 gallons.
25.
There's
so
no...
exercise on a weekly basis or anything?
Yeah, every Sunday. Is there any, I guess my only other, then out, because you got so much open space in there, does that hurt the fuel at all? That you got such a huge tank with such little fuel in it? There's no condensation issue?
Yeah, there is.
It must, there must be there's a moisture agent, I can't remember what it's called, you can put in that, but isn't there a possibility of a, how big is this tank?
300 gallons.
For one little engine?
Yeah. It's designed well, to run until 2020.
That's the way they make, you know, they, the whole base is...
There's not an auxiliary engine on the, an auxiliary tank, I should say, on the frame or anything?
No.
A 20-gallon tank, like Bill said, is sufficient, because you're just asking for problems.
But that's not an option.
Yeah.
Well, no, it is an option. I mean, we can have a 20-gallon tank installed.
There is 50-gallon or something. I mean,
that is an option.
I just don't know where
it is. Is it a practical option? It sounds a lot more practical than constantly having problems.
Yeah, I mean,
Did they litmus test the fuel or anything for moisture and what was in it?
No, not for moisture.
They didn't pull that sample on it to check it?
They checked it. It had a high level of contamination. He said it was due to deterioration of fuel. He didn't, I mean, that was just my thought. If you put 20 gallons in a 300-gallon tank.
You're right.
Outside.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I agree there.
You're creating a lot more air that's going to rust and fall into the 20 gallons of fuel.
Right.
My suggestion is to check into a auxiliary tank of 30, 40 gallon or something
like that. Either way to go, put a second tank on it. And then
a little fiberglass tank or something.
Yeah, I mean, we got enough room to jam a little tank in there. I mean,
the tank that's there now is a metal tank, right?
Right, it's the whole base of the generator.
The base, I mean, that's the problem. They come, they make,
oh,
the,
okay,
they make the mounting bases right, is the tank.
Fuel, that's the fuel.
How big of a generator?
15
kW.
Yeah.
It's almost stupid like that.
Yeah. It's big enough.
Yeah. I
don't know. That's the outfit that we bought it from, right?
That's the one that did the installation.
That did the installation.
Mm-hmm. Well, can't I go to Napa and just buy a tank and throw it in there?
Well, yeah, you probably could buy it unless they want to sell it.
I mean, just a truck saddle tank, right?
The tractor place there in our catering probably had something to
help. Even the fuel supplier might have a suggestion.
You know what I mean? I mean, it doesn't
short screen the fuel.
Probably a double wall tank, and you're going to run into DEC problems if you don't have spill containment.
Right.
Especially being by a lake.
That's true.
You're going to run into problems.
Yeah.
Ask Shorts what they got, what they would, if they've got such a thing, or know something. They want to bring the fuel?
I don't know, it was 3 years ago. You know, I have no idea who delivered the fuel 3 years ago.
Well, just keep the tank full.
Well, that's a problem.
The deterioration of the fuel.
The fuel deteriorates because we're not burning enough up. So then you gotta pump it out and put fresh stuff in anyway.
Apparently that's a running mark.
Or run, well, but see, you just run it to exercise unless you need it.
Never get to run under a load. Runs an hour a week, right?
Never get to run under a load.
It's supposed to be run under a load. If you're not running it under load, you're carrying it up.
Once a year, they run it up.
Yeah, but if you're running it weekly without a load, it's gonna carbon up the engine and you're gonna run into more problems. That's probably why you had to replace the jets on it.
Jets.
Or, well, the
injectors.
Injectors.
The injectors. But you're still, you're carboning the engine up if you're...
Possible, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, it was it designed to run just the way we're doing, correct?
That's the way we bought it.
When it came, this is the way it's supposed to be run every week for an hour.
Yeah.
This is the manufacturer said this is the way you do it.
That's what was on the manufacturer.
Okay, so...
But I don't agree. I agree with the man back here. It ought to be run under load.
Yeah. Right, that's right.
With their tongue hanging right off.
Right.
That's kind of impossible to do up there.
Oh, no, we can get a load bank out there and get it done. That's not a problem.
You gotta bring a load bank in all of that.
But it should be run, any angle should be run.
Why don't you just run it, run whatever equipment it's being used for?
Because you can't switch the transfer switch. If there's power going down, the only thing the transfer switch senses is when the power's out. That's the only time it'll transfer. You can't override the power in the line.
There's no manual transfer.
No. It's an automatic transfer switch. It senses when the power goes out. They're all like that. You can't override power.
I work for Verizon Wireless. We have about almost 100 generators,
Well, I got 60 in the school system, and all the new ones. You can't override power coming unless you got something upline of that where you can disconnect power. But we don't have that.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the transfer switch, but yeah. Most of them you should be able to test it under load with the, well, that's fine.
Well, I'll bet you that wouldn't be legal even to do.
So we'll just go with 75 gallons and throw out what we don't use every year?
Dispose of it properly.
No, right? Is there a scale or a tank problem? Or does that get flushed every year?
It hasn't been flushed enough since it's been put in. That's a problem at all.
When it gets flooded.
There's a little bacteria growing in there, and it's little brown stuff is all over the fuel filters. And, right?
I guess. But I don't know what this time.
No. Do we want to continue to run it through that tank? Do we need to put a smaller tank on there? Do we need a
consultant? I would think we should go with a smaller tank.
Right.
Okay. I don't really know.
Is there a consultant, someone we should go to instead
of... I'll call Keith Power again.
Just ask them. See what they say about putting a smaller tank on it.
Make sure that we meet the EPA regulations, that we don't have any problems with leakage, potential leakage.
We could be in trouble getting rid of that fuel that's in there now.
No,
well, Bobby's taking it.
Bobby's taking it.
Well, Bobby's going to use it.
Right.
He got equipment for it.
Right.
Well, he brought it in. It's old.
But we're still going to, I'll have him only order 50 gallons of fuel till
there you go.
Turn out.
Correct it, right?
Yeah.
Because we still got to get that nasty stuff out.
Right. Yeah, have them do that a while. And then
we'll get on Key Power or somebody to find out what we can do.
To optimize our setup.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Not a motion.
You want me to call Sun Power?
Yeah, give you a chance.
That's a motion.
I have another. Is it possible that, like this guy says back here, is that there's a motor, that we could run that thing under a load, is there no switch or nothing on that to cut the line out?
I'm positive that's an own and transfer switch.
Yeah,
they sense when the power goes out.
I mean, I can take the power out.
That's what we have is own and transfer switch.
I'll start at your house.
But
there should be a relay in there that disconnects commercial power and
So one feet per line.
I don't think there's one on this one.
Yeah, there's gonna be a make break, really, one that makes and breaks, disconnects and kicks in. It's an interline, it's gotta be interline.
I'll look at the spec again, but I don't think that was in there.
I think you're right. It doesn't, it's kind of immaterial, because if we run both gates and turn everything on, we're only using one-third the capacity of it, I mean, it's...
And how long are you gonna do it?
Right.
How long would it take to operate what you're gonna operate?
Well, you just gotta go down and run everything, and you're done in 5 minutes, but I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's all, the engine's gonna be under load, though.
Right, so we really, I mean, you know, we're gonna have to get the load bank down.
As long as there's a power...
Power coming in, right.
Right, so we just need to get the load bank down here this summer and just load it for the day. So, it's, you're talking to Penn Power, right?
I'll call him, see, I'll...
Okay, that's a motion.
Actually, I got a meeting with Aaron.
And they get set up, have them set up a procedure, testing and... So you're a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So move. Enough said on the generator?
All right, got it.
Chair preparing 2007 meeting schedule for review and approval. I sent it out there. I think it's probably should fly, but Rhonda had two corrections to make, and I picked those up. And with that, is there, you know, take a chance to go back and chew on it, and unless you've got anything major.
Fine.
I tried to parallel pretty much what we've been doing in the past.
No, that's yours.
And in terms of numbers of meetings, approximate times of meetings, evenings, if you have a problem with a Thursday-Friday mix, give a holler, and...
The May, June, and July meetings? Mm-hmm. Okay, July, yeah. The further, those are nasty, busy months as far as inspection goes. The further in the month we can put them...
The longer we can go more time?
Yeah.
One week later? Now, is that July, does that affect, does that in any way impact on elections?
Not really. Elections are elections.
Right.
Would it be the 20? You want it the 20?
Budget meeting, is it impact on the budget meeting at all? So your request is that we move those three back 1 week?
Yeah, don't you think, though? I mean, give us a little more time?
Yeah, I don't...
Same night, okay?
Yeah, the nights are okay.
Just make it the 20th and the 17th, August.
Okay.
July 20th and August.
No, it's May, June, July.
Or, yeah, May. So that would be the 22nd for June.
Mm-hmm. Can I just ask one question? If August 10th is going to be an organizational meeting where a new commissioner possibly is, and then we're also going to have prepared a preliminary annual budget at that meeting? Can we do that the meeting after the organizational meeting to do a preliminary budget?
When does the budget have to be submitted by?
August 25th. Just a lot to do in one meeting, you know what I mean? Elect a new chairman, elect a new vice chairman, all that kind of stuff, and then... It's just that if a new commissioner comes in that meeting you're preparing a preliminary budget, you know what I mean? That's a lot to ask for somebody, maybe another week after that to take a look at those things.
So you want to do two meetings then? Is that what you're suggesting?
No. I just think it's hard for a new commissioner, or if a new commissioner gets elected, to come in here and start talking about a budget the first meeting they're here.
Okay.
I think that's kind of a lot to ask. Unless you want to do it before the election. Maybe do it...
So we can move the preliminary budget hearing to the...
Do you want to... Maybe we... You said you were going to drop this meeting down?
Right. We're going to move the July meeting to July 20th, right?
Yeah.
So we can do the preliminary budget hearing on July 20th?
Yeah. Can we do it that way?
Sure.
I'd like to either do it before or after the organizational meeting, not on the date of the organizational meeting. it's too much.
Yeah, because we've got to adopt here. I get it.
Yeah, I would do, I'd do it July 20th.
Let's do it.
Yeah, okay.
That would be more comfortable. Well, you redoing the setup for us?
All right. The changes I have are Friday, May 18th, goes to the 25th. June 15th, the 22nd, July 13th, the 20th, and that meeting is going to be the preliminary budget meeting as well. July 28th is noon to 8 of district elections. Friday, August 10th, then will just be 7:30 p.m. organizational meeting, no preparation of preliminary budget. Saturday, August 25th, 6:30 p.m. budget hearing and general meeting. And no further change. To cover it?
We do have the ability on the August 10th meeting to make that a general meeting as well if we need it. Or not.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can make that at that time.
Okay.
So we just got a post. It's going to be a general meeting.
Okay, thank you. There was one last item.
Someone should make a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because this is, we got to have January meeting done tonight.
We got to have January meeting done tonight. So, do I hear a motion that we accept at least the January 11th meeting?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. The one last item I had was the investigative report of unauthorized break wall work reported. Anybody get a chance to look at that?
I was down there. I couldn't find any.
You know, we got some sour grapes neighbors that came in.
I walked down there and I couldn't see any. I don't know if they're just.
Well, this guy has allegedly been going around and marking off that he's been making all kinds of changes, never gets permission to do anything, rebuilds break walls, rebuilds docks, does what he doggone well pleases, yada, yada, yada. And you can't see the evidence of any of his work, so. No. I guess under by risk definition, that falls under the repair.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And not hearing any other old business. Next order of business.
One thing under old business.
Old business.
Last month you had asked for a report on the FOLA meeting.
Oh, yes, okay, yeah.
I've got 8-page report, so I just want to give it to you now so that you can look over the things that happened at the meeting. So that was old business.
Okay, it was old.
Old business. So this is from the October 21st meeting at Moonlands.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, and the next order of business I show are committee reports. Deb Almick, legislative. Anything?
No.
Nothing moving?
Nothing. County budget has been passed.
All the newly elected officials are going to be duly sworn in and accept their offices so we can count on their.
I don't know. Albany's not moving. They couldn't agree on anything yesterday.
What's
so
new?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, there is the historical, nothing else. Okay. Thank you very much. And John isn't here tonight, ecology and habitat. I don't think there's been anything on that except the following lake cleanup, and nothing moving on that right now. So, okay, next item is new business. Any new business you bring before the board?
Yes. We need to get Rhonda some additional help so that somebody can go down to Belmont on a monthly basis and find out what property is being transferred. I know three places below me have transferred within the last 6 months. and they haven't come through the board, I bet you there's 20 places on the lake right now that has happened. And the problem is that, I really think the problem is that they're unaware of it. So if we can find out who they are and send them a letter saying that this is what you gotta do.
Aren't we placing a responsibility on that wrong area? Isn't it kind of our responsibility in the town when properties change hands, when titles change? Don't you think that we should be notified that there's been this change of title? That we should start looking for this thing coming from them? I mean, we have no concept whatsoever what properties change hands, and for us to try to hire somebody or to send somebody down there to scout all this out. Rita Hunt, for God's sakes, she enters all those deeds. Can't she just let us
know? You can get them once we have the transfers. When the transfers come to us,
until the transfers get here, they're not official, are they?
Yeah.
And that's the point that would... We would pick them up and
you can get them upstairs, yeah. The transfers all come through our office upstairs.
That's Rushford. What do you do about Canadia?
Well, we assess Canada. We do the assessments in Canadia. We have transfers there, too.
Russ, I thought you broke that out.
Mm-hmm. Russ still does them.
Russ,
we just aren't... The only thing we did is, all we did is separate. We were... Canadia and Rushford were a unit. And now, because of the way Albany has changed the rules, we have now become separate. You know, what they made it enticing for towns to go together on assessing when we first started this, they gave us some incentives. And now it's not an incentive to be that way. So we have separated all the towns that were together.
Russ had said that he, you know, once a month he'll let us know what notifications he gets so he can get the direct.
Yeah, he can get them all right upstairs.
He said he'd need an email to me if just, I might have to remind him once a month.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll get it. I don't know that
it's not a problem getting something upstairs.
Yeah, in fact, Rhonda...
I think we're a little closer than Belmont.
Yeah. Rhonda, why don't you make a handy little form? There's only six things you need from it. You don't need a lot of fancy dance stuff. Is it title changed? What you need to know is their name, or, you know, legal address, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So we can contact them and notify them. And that seems to be the logical way. Now, can we go back?
Russ will be coming to one of our meetings in right after the first of the year.
Uh-oh.
Well, I talked to him about coming here to do an informational thing.
I hate his informational things.
You hate to see Russ come, trust me. But to explain the properties that have sold and the community.
Am I going to enjoy it? Probably not.
You live in New York. Either you enjoy it or you get out.
Thank you.
That's in New York State. Love it or leave it.
Love it or leave it.
Pay the freight.
Okay, we don't need an official motion on that last. That's just a matter of setting it up.
Yeah.
And now, what can we do to go back and retroactively? Rick, you mentioned 2 or 3 months or people that have come in, new people in months. Is there a way that we could go back and go back 6 months just to make sure that from that day forward? Is that a problem for Rita?
No, you can get the transfers. Well, Russ, he's got the transfers for the last 2 years. I saw him the other day.
All right. Why don't we go back as far as it's practical for Russ to do it without making a special project for him? Get that information to Rhonda, and then Rhonda go back and check it against her records, and then start from that point and.
What is the intent? You know, it's not a problem getting the record. Because these people haven't changed licenses to their name?
Right.
Is that the reason for it?
And I honestly think, Mike, they don't know.
Well, I agree with you.
You know what I mean? I mean, I don't want to send them a threatening letter. I want to send them something saying, you know,
hey, welcome to the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Well, they don't know, but we don't know that they don't know because we don't know who they are. And the key really...
Say that again.
And this goes back to the new information, new resident information packet.
Yeah.
What we need to do is to go to these people, send them this new packet, and say, welcome to the lake. Here is what your responsibilities as a new lake resident are. And if you ever, ever, ever hope to get a dock license, you better adhere to these... these instructions very closely. Don't give up.
I'm sure,
please don't give up.
I'm sure it'll be nicer than that, though, Bob.
job.
I know.
Rondo put it nicer than that.
All right, it puts everything too nicely. Okay. No more new business? Mr. Bill, anything on finance?
Oh, sure. I've been planning to, to pay entirely for this project prior to receiving any grant money. Have you heard anything? I mean, do they have to complete their inspection before they'll release those grant funds? Okay, so we have to pay for it 100% in full before we get any funding from them. Okay. The other thing, Ron and I talked today about this additional grant application that we filed, and I'm not so sure we've done any follow-up on that. I know I haven't done anything on it. We filed that back in July or August, I think, for additional funding for this, over and above what they had already promised us.
And you haven't heard anything?
We didn't even get an acknowledgement that they had received the application.
Would you file it with Parks and Rec?
Probably DM Safety, wasn't it, that it went to?
I think it went to DM Safety.
If we could round up somebody that we could talk to, I can make the phone call myself, but just to find out where we stand on it.
Well, I think through Kathy would be, I mean, that's the last time on those grants that we went through Pat, I would think.
I think
that's the way to go, is to go through Kathy. Just to have her do a little digging.
Do you think you ought to call whoever you applied for the grant?
Well, I can call Lon and just see what's going on. I can do that.
See if there's been any decisions made.
Any movement?
And then if he doesn't know anything, then call Kathy. But I think I'd go that way first.
I'll make a call. Well, actually, I got to call Lon anyway.
This was to the Dam Safety Bond Act application, Division of Water, New York State, DEC, Albany, New York.
Who was it through again?
It was the Dam Safety Bond Act application, Division of Water, New York State, DEC, Albany, New York.
Bill, did they give you a website to follow up on?
I asked one was
I wish they had,
Yeah, because a lot of times, so that's how I access my grant information. But I also have a live body to talk to, too, so.
I'll call a line. He'll know if there's any movement down there. He should know what's going on.
I mean, I think we should find out if they've received it and where it stands. And then second would be the, we're supposed to get $266,000. If they get to, maybe he could just tell us how that's going to take place.
No, this must be a fire or an accident.
I'd really like to.
Hard coming meeting.
I'd really like to get him down here anyway and get a meeting with some guys. Now that they got a little more staff.
Right.
So let me talk.
Yeah, call me if you need it.
I'll get a call on him tomorrow.
The new application, the new funding, I believe, is up to 75% of the project, but there's a ceiling on it. I forget what the ceiling was, but it would be probably twice what we've been told what we would originally get. So. I've got a list of all the disbursements here. I've made all the payments to date to STC, and I see in the packet I got tonight we owe them another installment. I also heard that we have a bill here for $4,000 for security. And Ronnie, you mentioned to me that how do you want to
handle it? The town said that the board said that they would go. We estimated it to be about $7,500 for security, Tom Rusher said they'd come up with a third.
With a third, okay.
$2,500.
$2,500.
So just bill us when.
Okay.
Just get us a bill on it.
That's about it. for me. I'll pass this around if you've got any questions.
I was going to suggest you, I mentioned something to Phil that we were doing a third.
He didn't say anything about it.
No, you know, it might have went over his head. We were at a meeting together. I mentioned it to him. And I'm not playing footsies with you, but it is, it's breaking up the meeting, you know what I'm saying? You've got good reflexes. I touch you, you're gone.
I've got a CD.
Yeah, because he's just a fucking tractor whip.
Yeah. I've got a CD.
Mention the show we're doing.
We're going to executive session.
No, we got a four.
Did you want to just mention the Phil that we're doing it?
I got a bill for $170.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got a bill from Hatch for $11,883, so.
That's out of there. Is that the, what have we gotten from them so far?
Well, what?
Hatch?
Yeah.
What have we paid for so far?
Yeah.
What have we?
Out of that, for the 22.
It says budget balance remaining is about 6,000. 6,000, and on this here it says 6,159.97.
So that's a draw on what they estimate.
Right.
Yeah.
It looks like most of the time is this Paul Dreyer.
Yeah, well, he's the architect or engineer on that, or engineer record now.
Okay.
Any more finance?
I'm done.
Now you're circulating the sheet for...
Yep, right there.
Good. All right, the next order of business is open forum. Anything to discuss at open forum?
What is the invitation for Kathy Young? What is that about? Is that something
well,
that...
Well, Kathy Young is our state senator. She's a newly elected. We just would like to introduce her to Rushford. After all, Rushford Lake Recreation District is a special legislative district created by the New York State Legislature. And she's interested in learning more about us and some of our political situations. She's been very helpful in terms of trying to get through some of this dam safety bullcrap that we've had to go through. We would have hoped to have had this project done a year or two ago, but we kept running into a lot of stonewalling and so forth. She's been very helpful in breaking loose some of the log jams, and she's a very effective legislator. We would just like to invite her down here and let her see Rushford Lake, take her a tour.
Her predecessor is the one that got this all started.
I just wanted to mention we had filed grants, several grants. I bet there was five or six, and it wasn't until Pat McGee, the previous state senator, got involved and pushed that we got anything.
Okay.
So, I mean, we feel it's important to set up a relationship with...
We would like to keep this kind of relationship with our state legislature, keep it moving. And there are other political figures that we would like to include in this, because after all, we're not totally non-political. Does that answer your question?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else?
Bill, who's Hatch that we all...
I saw two hands there.
They're the engineering firm.
They changed their name.
I thought we paid Acres in full for this project.
We paid for the preliminary drawings and stuff like that. This is the on-site work that we do when the project begins. We paid them previously for all the drawings.
I thought we paid them like $60,000 for all this. I thought at the last meeting we didn't owe them any more monies. I thought
that was for development of plans and all that. Original design, all
that. Is there more money than this $11,000 then we're paying Acres?
The inspection contract and to do the project closeout and all that, they sent us a quote of, what was it,
$20,000
something. That's for the engineer of record. He's got to go down, look, make sure everything's put in according to the design, make sure all the concrete's placed right, do all that. He's got to sign off on the project when it's done.
I would think you probably couldn't even get DEC approval without something like this.
Now, isn't it going to actually cost us a little more because of the vandalism? Because they had to go out there special once or twice? Different? No.
not with the engineers or anything?
Not through the engineers.
Okay.
I mean, the only thing the engineers, if they got a, I already know there's seven, they had to make seven changes. Because when they got into some of the demolition, the rebar isn't quite where it shows on the original drawings, and they had to make some changes from original designs and that, so I'm sure we're gonna get billed for those change orders.
Okay, anything else?
I just had a question on the first two requests, that request that you folks didn't get a chance to see. And this sounds like a new policy to me, that you're gonna approve it after it's inspected without it coming to the full board to be voted on? How can you vote to approve something before it's even inspected?
Well, that was my idea to do that, to speed things up for the public. When Rick goes down there and does an inspection, he comes back here and he tells us what he finds. And based on what he finds, I have yet to see us reject something. He comes in and gives us some information.
Well, I've seen you discuss the plans.
Well, we discussed the plans, that's right.
You know, things like that, most, done on every
right.
case.
But in most, no, that's but right. But in most cases, I would think that in a basic, if there's a basic dock repair or just a dock going in, and Rick goes down there and he says, or Bill goes down, or whoever on the board and approves it, it would save these people a month.
True. But what are they going to do with our building?
Now, if the people at the lake don't want the board to be that considerate of them, now there's going to be a case Rick's going to say, I don't think I'm going to approve this, I better go back to the full board, because it's not right, or Bill will come back to the full board and say it's not right. Now, I don't know if this is a policy change, it was just a...
Wasn't it an accommodation?
I was just trying to accommodate the public, is all I'm trying to do. That's what we're supposed to do, I think.
Those two requests didn't get to us in a timely fashion.
Right.
They were in on time, posted on time, but because of a distribution problem, Rick didn't even get them until tonight. So rather than sit there, rather than put them out another month and then another month,
it's still got to go to DEC.
All we granted tonight was approval to go to DEC.
That's all we're not getting your approval for it. We're not getting it.
No.
That we don't give our approval until we get
until we get a report back from Rick.
DEC. Right. DEC's got
DEC or Rick?
Yeah. Well, Rick initially, but then DEC.
Both.
I see. I just seems like the whole board ought to vote on it.
When we first started the district, we had a guy that worked for us, and he went out and did dock inspections, and he was given like a set of rules that he could just, you know, approve something if it was just a no-brainer. I mean, and he left it, if he thought that it required board attention, then he would bring it back to the board. But it really expedited things, because some of these can be done rather quickly. Especially some of these lakefront properties.
Well, if you're talking dock transfers and things like that, and a dock is like brand new and what have you, it's a no-brainer.
Huh. I don't know. I just think it'd be a lot easier if we didn't have someone doing the inspections, understood what we wanted. And I had a neighbor that had a dock, and he applied with a permit, and the dock wasn't found in the next 30 days for an inspection. And then the next meeting, they said, well, we'll have to go back. And it took like 3 months to get a permit. And with our building season, it's pretty crappy. But if we can expedite it for the normal dock repairs, or I would think that would be a good way for the board to go in the future, instead of going from month to month to month. 30 days is a long time to lose in your building season.
This isn't exactly the building season.
Well, but it is for some people. It is for some people.
Sure.
So I don't know if the public doesn't want that, you know, that'd be fine. But I don't think we can do it in every case either.
That's okay. I just wondered if this is a new thing you're gonna.
Well, it's good that you're listening to what they're doing here. You know.
Okay. She had a question first. Go ahead.
Yeah.
This might sound pretty naive, but there are lots of people that can't come to these meetings. So, what is the lake level going to look like to the general public? For the month of January. I don't need a time frame. I need to know.
Well, we discussed that before.
It depends on the testing that has to be done on the gate, the floodgates. There may be some up a little, down a little.
Initially, it's going to be at the spillway level.
Which is?
1400. So they get all their equipment back down to Belcom Beach.
Does that affect?
1420, excuse me, not 1400, 1420.
I mean, you're saying people are doing dock work and dam repair, or breakwall repair. How high is it going to get? Is it going to get up there?
Well, no, I don't think you need to worry about, I don't think you need to worry about it coming up to the full lake level in January. That's not going to happen.
Well, but if you have to put water against the gate, you're going to have to come up within 10 feet.
Yeah, but if you come up 10, you're still down 10.
I know, but there's people that have 10 feet at the end of the dock, and if we're doing dock.
We do understand that, and those people.
And I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, is there any kind of a notification going to go out?
That's important. That's very important. It's better for a warranty.
Six docks bring it along somehow.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Rich says there's only six docks that fall below that level. Now, I know, I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that those people should be warned.
Yeah, we've been aware of this for years.
I mean, especially if it's something you've already approved, a dock replaced.
We've been aware of this for years.
Like that part, right?
Those people know they're at risk. 10 feet is the level that we try to watch.
Yeah.
And if people have done.
I don't know where we're going to get 10 feet. I mean, I.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say that. If we go cold and it's all snow, you're not going to have runoff to bring this up 10 feet.
Well, that depends on when you're talking about.
I'm talking January. I mean, that's when hopefully the project's done, and that's when, once they get their equipment out, I want to bring the water up.
The docks that would be up.
And then drop it, exactly.
1400 mark.
Exactly.
No, not the 1400.
Yes, that's the key to the whole thing. You can't freeze it higher, the ice does damage. That's what tears the docks out. You guys don't get it.
We do get it.
No, you don't. Go back into the records, and you'll find out that all those years, that's how the lake was regulated. They took it down to the 1400 mark
until
and froze
when?
It. Until the 1st of March.
Okay.
And put the plug in and let it come up.
Right,
I thought it was 1380. Are you sure it was 1400?
1400.
I was thinking 1380. Yeah.
Rick,
if you would just ask Bill Gaiman, I'm sure that he would
tell
you.
When did we put the plug in last year? It was mid-March.
Mid-March, yes.
At what level?
1421.
All right. At 1421,
you had
feet, mid-March.
You had 2 weeks
later, you're talking about we put the plug in. We had a dry lake. Not every year is the same. You can't go back and say, well, you just can't get to 1,400 feet and
why did Lake Perry's going to fill it out. Why did you wait until mid-March to put the plug in?
Why was water being released then?
Why did you wait until the 15th of March? Because you had ice that was going to tear out the docks, correct? Isn't that right?
I think we monitor the ice, we monitor a number of things, and we monitor long-term weather conditions.
You can't do that. Forecast. It was supposed to rain yesterday and it didn't. So you can't go by what the forecast is. All I'm saying is that I think if you went back and you looked at the records for the last 25 years and saw how it was done, and you go back to that procedure, then if it doesn't work, at least you got a leg to stand on. And then you can say, well, we did it the way they always did it for 25 years and we always had a full lake. It was dry this year. Then you got a leg to stand on, but if you freeze it at 20 foot low, and you're sitting there waiting because you don't dare to bring it up because you're going to get it.
20 years ago, no one had the docks they have now.
They didn't have docks in 20
They didn't have the docks, the structures, the size of the docks, and these massive docks that are built now. No, they didn't. Believe me. I was here.
I've been here
50 years.
What's your point?
The point was, if the water came up and you had a floating dock, and your dock got wrecked, nobody cared. Now, people got $30,000 and $50,000 in these docks. And if their dock gets damaged, they're screaming. That's the problem. If everybody had a floating dock, we'd have the water up, no problem.
But we didn't. And didn't tear out docks back then.
Because half the docks were floating docks. When RG&E ran the lake, there was no guarantee that the water was going to be up. That's why he was in a floating dock. There was years I remember RG&E would take the water out a week before Memorial Day if they needed the water. And they did.
Yeah, but didn't the board a few years ago approve a policy that they would disregard ice damaging people's docks, and that those people would be responsible for their own docks.
It became secondary issue, yes.
What's that got to do with the new docks being bigger and more expensive?
This year,
we told people that we're not responsible if they're damaged because they're bigger.
I'm just saying, Bob, he's saying go back 40 years. Well, things were run different 40 years.
Go back 20 years, Bill. I'm telling you. I've been on this lake for that many years. We've had a full lake. The 15th of April, I was out there freezing my
I remember water skiing on the 1st of April.
Year.
I'm not arguing that point. What I'm arguing is
Why not go back to the old method?
Here's what I suggested, and I think there are at least one or two board members, because we haven't really discussed it together, of sitting down with the people who used to do it, try and get a consensus. You know, people come to the board, and they haven't been around as long. Of course, even us being around as long, we really don't know what they did. We think we know they did. We do know that the lake was...
It was full.
We never thought about the lake. I never remembered thinking the lake will never fill.
Now
every year
you're crossing your fingers.
And the newspaper makes, you see once in a while they talk about, Rushford fill or not fill. But that's immaterial. But I do think we need to educate ourselves, including myself if I'm going to be on this board, on filling the lake, how we did it in the past, just to get some ideas. We could be educated by people like Bill Damon or Bernard Mills, he did it for RG&E for a zillion years,
right.
And other people who have done this, Danny Metcalf. The only thing I'm saying is that I think if we sit down and talk to these guys, we might learn something that we don't know.
That's true.
And I think the board is willing, and I talked to some of the board members about it, I think they're willing.
It's been an agenda item for 4 months.
Yeah.
And it is,
Bob ran out.
Lake management issues and guidelines. And we're looking for input, and we intend to sit down and boil this data and understand how many things come before this board. And it's pretty hard to sit and deal with all of this.
But, you know what's most important?
The most important is
having a full lake. All this other stuff doesn't matter.
But Tim, they are agreeable in doing that. I'm just hoping we can do that. In the near future.
My question is what is the advantage to only taking 20 feet of water out instead of 40 like they did in the past? What is the advantage to that?
We don't...
You're starting half full.
We're
starting with a lot more ice.
We took it down farther last year.
They have it.
Yeah, you dropped it when it was after it was frozen and you had a field of ice out there.
Well, RG&E had done that too.
Didn't work.
But Bill, to answer your question, that's what they did. They started with a lower lake because they had less ice to deal with in the spring. Why they did that.
Yeah,
but again, we can argue this until the cows come home. And I think what we need to do is let this board, and hopefully we can sit down and come up with a comprehensive plan. And as you suggested, talk to some people. We get new people on the board, people who haven't been here that long. So they come sit on the board, and they come up with ideas from where they were from. The only thing they have, the information they got to work with, is what they bring them. So we have to educate they come here.
You keep records every day, what the level of the lake is, and whether it was up or down or whatever. Is that true, the beginning of the dam, back as far as the dam was existed?
Yeah, there
and those records are available for you guys to look at, correct?
Yep.
There you go. Really don't even need to
talk
to
anybody.
But the early records from RG&E, once they went below, I think it's 1410, I think, they don't record anything. All I see in the records is there's like notes, released water, but you don't know how much they took out. There's notes during the winter, where they took
the
water.
But if it was above the 1400 or 1410, as you're saying.
Well, there's records where the water in March has been that high. And they took, but you don't know how much they took out. I don't remember every year. I used to come down there a lot in the winter. I remember skating on the lake, so it was that full. You know where we are on the lake. I mean, you got to have a lot of water in front of us to be skating. And I remember coming down here shoveling the ice. So that's a pretty full lake. in January, February to go skating out in front of my place.
You're talking a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, I'm walking. Well, I'm an old guy, what are you gonna do?
Okay, we got time for a couple of quick inputs here. Let's not drag this out all night.
Our weather patterns now are way different than they were 20 years ago, so we may need to go over that.
These are many things that we're trying to factor in. So, you know, nothing is static. The world is dynamic and ever-changing. Global warming, all the rest of this stuff is all kicking in. We're trying to be responsive to it, and we are trying to provide access. If you have an input, if you have specifics, we're more than welcome to hear you. So, and you had one thing.
Yeah, just real quick. You guys mentioned that there was a moratorium on new docks, but yet you approved the number of docks. How does that work? Does it, how does that?
That's existing docks.
So all these licenses that you just approved are existing?
No, it's, they're transferred where you are.
They bought property. I mean, tonight there was two that were transfers. They bought property with a dock.
Okay.
We look at the dock. If the dock's in bad shape when it transfers, we tell them, fix the dock.
But it seemed like there was a couple new constructions out there too.
When you buy a piece of property on the lake, it's a back lot piece of property. It comes with a dock or with water rights, or it doesn't come with water.
So with a license.
With a license or not. And with that in mind, that dictates the value of the property. So if you buy a piece of property and you get what seems to be the world's greatest bargain, it may not be because it may not come with a carrying right. That doesn't mean you can't get on the lake. You need to look in that area that you bought in. If there is community dock in there, you have a community dock association, you look and say, hey, wait a minute, there are people you can negotiate with. Sometimes people have a dock or a license they're holding in the dock, they don't have a boat. And hey, for a small fee, they'd be more than happy to let you use their dock. So, and then the other thing, you can get in line, you get to know the dock association, you make it known that you want a dock, and it's really a pecking order. Right there. So, all right, I think we've heard enough discussion on that. Anything else? Quick? No? Not hearing any more. Do I hear a motion that...
Go to session.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved.